Well, it's Friday, and I have all weekend to hide from angry listeners, so I thought today I'd take on a major sacred cow. We have more sacred cows than we're willing to admit in today's world. By that, I mean problems for which the solutions are fairly obvious, but which we're unwilling to do anything about. That's because dealing with them honestly would mean breaking taboos. Some think we've gotten beyond taboos in the society because we can talk about sex all the time. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. One of our most damaging taboos involves our school districts. Unless you've been at the South Pole for the last few months, you may have noticed that Michigan has a record number of districts in severe financial crisis. 55 are currently facing budget deficits, and that number is certain to increase. Last month, the Buena Vista district in Saginaw County ran out of money and closed down before the school year ended, and they probably won't be the last to do so. Yesterday, Mike Flanagan, state superintendent of public instruction, talked to a group of legislators on appropriations subcommittees. He noted, correctly, that a large part of the problem is that the state isn't providing enough money to many districts, especially now that they have tougher standards to meet. That's true enough, but there's also another problem. Michigan has far too many districts. Some, like Buena Vista, are too hopelessly small and poor to provide adequate resources. They also waste vast amounts of money on administrators and bureaucracy. Michigan has about 550 traditional public school districts, plus another 250-plus charter districts. What does this mean? Schools top-heavy with management. Superintendents, business offices, you name it. But there's been little movement towards consolidation because, while it may make perfect sense for East Microdot schools to combine with West Microdot schools, it doesn't happen because neither Microdot superintendent wants to give up their job. 3 years ago, Michigan State University's Education Policy Center did a comprehensive study of this and concluded we could save more than $600 million a year by going to a countywide system. Yesterday, Flanagan suggested to the legislature that they consider changing to such a plan, which, while saving money, could still preserve things like traditional sports rivalries. But he ran into a stone wall of irresponsibility. John Papageorge, a state senator from Troy, told him, "You guys are the smartest guys in town. Why don't you give us a county system to look at?" But he instantly betrayed his insincerity by proclaiming that a county system wouldn't work in Oakland County, where he lives, because it's too big. Terry Jones, a representative from Pigeon, said most small districts didn't need it either. And Papageorge then bizarrely attacked the Common Core curriculum standards, which he seems not to understand. To his credit, Flanagan said that the state should give him more authority to dissolve and combine districts clearly mired in deficit. Again, that makes perfect sense. But given our current term-limited and often ideologically blind legislature, good luck with that.